Griffith. We're starting a four-part series on Romans chapter 6, and this is the first one entitled, Who Owns You? And we're looking at Romans 6, 1 through 11. So for me, Romans 6 and 7, leading to Romans 8, are the peak, the climax of Paul's arguments over sin and guilt. Your guilt and my guilt. My favorite passage is actually in Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Let's start with chapter 6 and find out what it is there for. So verse 1 through 11. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So also you must also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. So Jesus died, and we as believers died in him, so that we are no longer enslaved or owned by sin. When a slave died, he was no longer of value to the owner. The owner gets rid of the body of the dead slave and must find another one to continue the work. In this case, the work of sin. The dead slave can no longer do any work, much less the work of sin. He can't do anything. Now the slave, you and I in this example, are no longer controlled by sin. We are now free to obey a new master who chooses to give us a new heart, a new sense of purpose, a new desire to please him, and new understanding. Wow, think about that. We are now free to obey a new master who chooses to give us a new heart, a new sense of purpose, a new desire to please, and new understanding. This new owner was killed, but now is alive, and we are told that we are also alive in him. The life our owner lives, he lives to or for God, and we must as well. And because we are owned, we are alive in him. Verse 11 says, consider yourself or reckon or count yourself alive to God in Jesus Christ. Why? Because you are. So, Father, what a privilege it is to be dead to sin and alive to you. And in this life where we struggle with our flesh, our body, our desire to disobey, that there's hope of improvement in this life and perfection in the next eternal existence with you. What a great blessing. We are owned by the one that bought us, whether for sin or for good or for obedience, because you paid the price. We love you for that and praise your name for that. In Jesus' name, amen.